Hi, welcome to James Miller Lifeology, where you learn to simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. My name is James Miller. I'm a licensed psychotherapist and a composer. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Let's get started. I wanted to take just a quick moment to thank you all who continually support and listen to James Miller Lifeology. I have been so blessed and honored by your continual support. I wanted to make sure that you don't miss out on anything exciting that's happening over here. So make sure you sign up for my free newsletter at jamesmillerlifeology.com. I have a great show for you today. I'm going to help you recognize how you overly invest in areas in your life. I'll also be interviewing business consultant and marketing expert Perry Marshall, who will be reviewing his latest book, 80-20 Sales and Marketing, The Definitive Guide to Working Less and Making More. This book will help you understand your business growth potential in ways you've never imagined. For more information about Perry and to purchase his book, please visit perrymarshall.com/8020. I have some exciting news. Did you know that I'm on the radio 3 times a week? You may hear me on the same station on Tuesdays at 1:30 p.m., Fridays at 9:30 a.m., and Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. You may also hear me anytime on iHeartRadio as well as on all the other major podcasting platforms, including iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and many others. Simply search for the show name, James Miller Lifeology. Are you struggling today to find your purpose? Has mediocrity set in and you can't imagine doing the same thing for the rest of your life? Are your relationships struggling or you aren't sure how to make long-lasting changes in your life? Then today, contact me, James Miller. I will help you recognize the areas in your life that are going really well, and then we'll look at the areas in which you are struggling. We will create actionable solutions to help you create long-lasting changes in your life. You don't have to do this alone. Go to my website, jamesmillerlifeology.com, and click on the page, Work with James. Fill out the form, and it will be sent directly to me. Don't let another day go by without finding your way. Your change can start today. Once again, go to my website, jamesmillerlifeology.com, and click on the page, Work with James. Fill out that form to get started today. Overly investing in areas of your life. Have you ever noticed how you have so many tasks to do one day, and you're just incredibly overwhelmed because you don't know what you're going to do or how you're going to accomplish all of it? When we look at that list as a whole, it feels really good to mark off some of the tasks, but how much did you really accomplish? My guest today is Perry Marshall, and he's going to be talking about the 80-20 principle. He has a phenomenal way and how he utilizes this to really change the lives of many business owners. But I wanted to take this in a more practical way of our everyday life. The 80-20 principle is essentially 20% of what you do really matters the most, or really has the most impact in your life. And that definition is a really elementary version of what it is, and Perry can explain it so much better than I. But when you look at your life as a whole and you're trying to get through your day, what is really impacting your life in a substantial way? Many people have multiple acquaintances, which is wonderful. But after you leave those people, how refreshed do you feel afterwards? And so it's really important to realize that 20% of your friend group are going to have the most impact on you. And now that can be they either encourage you or they treat you in a negative way. But when you think of it in that respect, you want to then say, well, how do I pare down some of my friendships or how much time I spend with people? Because it really is going to impact you in a very powerful way. And of course, we always want to surround ourselves with those people who are encouraging, who are successful, who really lift us up. I've shared with you before about the graph of fulfillment. On the horizontal line, you have as many categories as you can think of, from your health, your fitness, your finances, your retirement, anything you can think of in categories of your life, you want to write down there. And on the vertical line, you then want to use tick marks and rate it between 1 and 10. So each one of those categories, you mark how fulfilled you are in those areas. And it's a really good snapshot to see how your life is at the moment. But in doing that, you want to say, well, where is all my time and energy going? If I'm always exhausted or I feel like I never have time with my family or friends, where am I investing all this time that maybe doesn't give me my bang for my buck? So that's why it's so important to look at 20% of what you do impacts the 80% of your life. So if you're putting your focus and energy in something that really causes your life to not be fulfilled, you might want to rethink that. So the lesson today is very simple. Look at all areas of your life, perhaps even use the graph we just talked about, and determine what 20% of what you do is impacting that 80% of your life. And if you're not liking the outcome, so important to change it.
Did you know I have a YouTube channel? That's actually how Lifeology started. I have well over 155 episodes that I've created specifically for you. I do know that many people struggle with listening to a full 30-minute show. So these episodes are about 3 minutes long. Each episode will give you a practical tool or technique that you can practice daily to help you simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. Simply go to my website, jamesmillerlifeology.com, or go to YouTube and search for my name, James Miller Lifeology.
Perry Marshall is one of the world's most expensive and sought-after business consultants. Clients seek his ability to integrate engineering, sales, art, and psychology. He launched two movements in modern marketing. His Google AdWords books laid the foundations for the $100 billion pay-per-click industry, and techniques he pioneered are standard best practices. He wrote the world's best-selling book on web advertising, Ultimate Guide to Google AdWords. More recently, he turned 80-20 into a verb. 80-20 is not just a fact about your business, it's action you take on your business. He's joining us today to discuss the 80-20 principle in his latest book, 80-20 Sales and Marketing, the definitive guide to working less and making more. This book will revolutionize your life and transform your business in a way you've never imagined. Welcome to my show, Perry.
Hey, it's great to be on. Thank you for having me. And we're going to roll up our sleeves and tell some great stories and exercise some mojo today.
Yes, excellent. I was actually looking at one of your websites, and you talk about how you went from a different career and then you entered into the world of sales and marketing. So I would love to get just a little bit of your backstory, and then we'll switch over into your expertise as far as how this 80-20 principle really rolled out and how to really revolutionize the lives of my listeners.
Well, I got burped into the job market from an engineering degree, and I was designing speakers at Jensen. In fact, I designed speakers for Honda, Mazda, Chrysler, and so I had this engineering job, and I got laid off when my wife was 3 months pregnant.
Oh my gosh. It's never a good time to be laid off, that's for sure.
Yeah. And in fact, you know, a lot of people, they're all angry and bitter, and I told the guy, like I get the call in this office, they give me a severance check, and I'm out the door, and I said, well, hey, you know, it's not like the day I was born that some other guy was born with the responsibility of me giving me a job. So yeah. It's been great. Thanks. You know, I guess we're off to the next adventure, but it was still scary. Right.
Oh my gosh, yeah, of course.
And so I ended up going into sales, and I thought, well, this shouldn't be too hard. Like, I don't think those guys are all that smart. Well, it was hard. You know, a friend kind of warned me, you know, this might be a little harder than it looks. And it was. And really, I struggled for a couple of years, and I struggled for a bunch of reasons. And I think a lot of it was I didn't know what I didn't know.
Exactly.
And that's the worst kind of don't know that there is, right? And so you just kind of, you know, you're blindly feeling your way through the dark. So our debt spiraled. My wife came home from her job, and she had a baby, and, you know, we really didn't want to do the daycare thing and everything, but man, you know, we kind of paid a price for that.
Sure.
And my, that job, I eventually got fired from it after 2 years, because every major project that I thought I was going to sell never sold.
Oh no.
And it was just like one, you know, thing after another, after another, after another. Well, there were two things that kind of pointed me in a different direction. The first thing was I discovered the world of direct marketing.
Mm-hmm.
This is 20 years ago, and
marketing
is like everywhere now. But back then, it was like the redheaded stepchild of advertising. You know, like Madison Avenue was kind of the norm then. I discovered that, and I switched jobs, and the job was a better fit for really a variety of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And it really only in hindsight, do I understand a lot of the things that, like, well, what was wrong before, what was wrong right later? And really, the 80-20 Sales and Marketing book is the book I wish I'd had when I got laid off from that job, because I would have just saved myself so much pain and suffering. And one of the big, big themes of 80-20 is that before you do anything else, you need to eliminate. Like, I think eliminating the wrong product or the wrong person to try to sell to or the wrong traffic source is often more important than getting the exactly right one.
Can you explain the 80-20 principle to my listeners?
There's two things about 80-20. So first is like the version that everybody hears and understands, okay, which is I imagine most people have heard the 80% of the money is owned by 20% of the people and 80% of the sales come from 20% of the customers. I mean, I imagine most people have heard that somewhere.
Sure. Yes.
Okay. And well, and it's true. And then you can flip it around the other way. You can go, well, so 80% of the people have to share 20% of the money. Okay, which means that the 20% who have the money have 16 times more than the 80% who don't have as much money. And that's true. That's true everywhere. Mm-hmm. That's what Pareto figured out 100 years ago.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the basic idea of what 80-20 is. And I remember when I was a sales job at that second sales career, I ran a printout and I was like, I'll be darned. Like, it's actually true. Like, well, that's interesting. But then I didn't really think much more about it. I didn't really understand the implications. But there's two more things that take it way further than what I just said. Is mm-hmm. number one, it's not just this business and economics rule of thumb. It's actually a law of nature. Almost everything is like this. So I'm looking out my window and my son's car is across the street and there's a little bit of snow on top of the car. Well, 80% of the snow is on 20% of the car.
Okay. Oh, I see what you're saying.
And the carpet, like 80% of the dirt and traffic in your carpet is in 20% of the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And 80% of the traffic runs on 20% of the roads and 80% of the file space is taken by 20% of the files on your computer. And I mean, it's invoices and it's customers and it's profits and it's product lines and it's product defects. Everything is 80-20. So that's the first thing people don't know. Like it's really everywhere.
And that reminds me of the Fibonacci sequence, which is kind of like the golden ratio. So I kind of am aligning that to this as well. So this is making a lot of sense for me. So.
Yes, actually it's very much like that, and which actually that goes right to the next piece, mm-hmm. which is 80-20, just like the Fibonacci sequence, is fractal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fractal means pattern inside a pattern inside a pattern. Yes. So uh-huh. there's lots of fractals all over. So like a nautilus shell, you know, like a snail, you know, curling around, even just the curling of the nautilus shell, that's a fractal pattern, mm-hmm. because it's a pattern inside a pattern. Inside. A tree is a pattern because whether you look at the whole tree or you get out a microscope and you look at the veins inside one leaf, you have the branching and the branching and the branching, yes. and the branching. Okay, so 80-20 is like that too. So inside every 80-20, there's another 80-20. So if I take the 20% wealthiest people in Italy, well, the top 20% of them also own 80% of that wealth.
It's brilliant.
And the top 20% of those people own 80% of that wealth. It goes all the way to the richest guy in the country.
So interesting. I didn't realize that was so prevalent or so prominent in that ratio.
Yeah. Okay. So you've got a pattern that's one, it's universal. Like it's from the dirt on your carpet all the way, mm-hmm. you know, to your Google ads and the spreadsheets and the clicks and stuff. Okay. And not only that, the pattern is inside the pattern is inside the pattern. Now, so if you're like some kind of math geek, I mean, you might think this is really cool, but just for regular practical people who have to make a living
uh-huh.
in sales and marketing, this is how you see the levers inside the levers inside the levers and the hinges that swing the big doors. And when I discovered this, my brain almost melted down. And I remember I ran home from a coffee shop. I took a book to the coffee shop. It was Richard Koch's 80-20 book, which came out a long time ago. And he only just barely made this mention that had something to do with fractals. And I was like, oh, wait. I know about
you're onto something, yeah.
And I ran home and I'm on the living room floor and I've got all these papers and notebooks and sales printouts and a calculator. And my wife comes home from shopping and she's like, what happened to you? I'm like, I'm having a giant epiphany. Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
And at that time, this was so valuable because I had been at that time, I had been in business a year and a half. Now, when you've been in business a year and a half, most people probably tell you it takes about 2 years just to start to hit your stride usually, right? Mm-hmm. Like to really even not so wobbly anymore, actually beginning to be okay, probably about 2 years, right? So I was kind of in that, hey, you know, this is almost starting to gel. You know, it's I'm getting really excited about it, but it's still not too sure. And so I've got a few clients and I've sold some products and I got a website and I got some traffic to my website, but not as much as I like. And I suddenly realize that, like, whether I look at just the hits on my website or I go all the way to my biggest client, that every step of the way, there's an 80-20 and an 80-20 and an 80-20. And like, oh my goodness, like I can use this to predict the future. I can use this to figure out how much money people will spend. I can use it to predict which people are going to spend more money. I can use it to eliminate sources of waste. I can use it to make more money with less time. I can apply it to my time. Oh, my word. So that's why we're talking, man.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. So I wanted to ask you this. So when you look, when you understand the different fractals, in other words, the 80-20 within the 80-20 within the 80-20, someone who's listening to this right now, who just started out in their business, and you know they're looking at across the board, let's say 100 customers, they're looking at 100 people here and understanding the 80-20 part of it, but how can they really maximize the 20% of that, and just, I don't want to say minimize the 80%, but how can you kind of retilt that or rework that or really be conscious of how to really attract that 20%?
Well, you might want to minimize the 20%. So let me tell you a story. I spoke at the Entrepreneur Magazine conference a couple times, and so at this talk I gave, there's 250 people in the room, and I did this little experiment. This is a really fun experiment. I love doing this with audiences. I go, all right, everybody who owns at least one pair of shoes, stand up. So everybody stands up, right? And I go, okay, if you own less than five pairs of shoes, sit down. And then I said, if you own less than 10, sit down, and then 20, and then 40, and then 80. And I kept doubling the number.
Okay.
And so I got 250 people. So, you know, who's got shoes, right? So I get to 320 shoes and there's still some women standing
what?
Up.
Okay. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah.
Then I get to 640 no. and there's two.
Stop.
Okay. And then I go to 1200 and they both sit down and go, okay, so how many shoes? And one of them's got like 800 shoes.
My gosh, that's ridiculous.
Okay. And like when I was over 300, there was still like four people standing
up.
Wow. Okay. So think about it. All right. Between like, I got four people, and between these four people, they must have like 1500 pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
Four people have enough shoes for six people, for six pairs of shoes for every person in the whole audience.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
There's 250 people in here and like four of them own half the shoes. Okay. And it's true. And yeah. I did it with domain names. And there's one guy in the room. He owns 5 million domain names.
Oh my Lord.
Okay.
Now, wow.
This is how everything is. Okay. So when I said that there's an 80-20 inside the 80-20. So let me put some numbers to it. So it means that 20% of the people have 80% of the shoes. Mm-hmm. It means 20% of the 20% have 80% of the 80%.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, okay.
So that means that 4% of the people have 64% of the shoes.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So in a room of 250 people, 10 of them have 2/3 of the shoes.
Okay. Yeah.
They have closets stuffed with shoes. Okay. But then you can do it again. 20 of the 20 of the 20 has 80 of the 80 of the 80. So 1% of the people have 50% of the shoes. Mm-hmm. So two or three people in that room had half the shoes. Everything is like this. I could have done jewelry. I could have done real estate. Mm-hmm. We could have talked about number of websites. We could number of customers. We could just about anything. Or like, you know, how many video files do you have in your hard drive? Like, well, there's some video editor in the room and he's got like 20 years of video sitting on a hard drive, right? And it's 100 times more than anybody else. Everything is like this. So there are huge shortcuts. So if you're selling shoes, who do you sell them to?
Yeah, that 4%. Yeah.
Right?
If you like, or the four people in there, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you can just dangle a shoe in front of one of these people and they'll buy it. Right?
How do these people then, as an entrepreneur, how would you really maximize that and say, okay, go through these different levels of that to get to the heart of the people who have the most or whatever it is your product may be?
Well, so my friend John Paul Mendoza, this is a story I tell in my 80/20 sales and marketing book. He was a professional gambler. And I need to tell you that story too. Let's circle back and I'll tell you how he got into this. But in the tail end of his professional gambling, which was a really seedy business, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, he's in a restaurant booth and these two guys are arguing, like, yes, you will. No, I won't. Yes, you will. And out comes a Glock, you know.
Oh, gosh.
And the guy points it at the other guy and is like, yes, you will. And John sits there and he goes, you know, if I don't get out of here, it's going to be me and my brains are going to be splattered all over some wall. I get out of here. Okay. So John, he just leaves. He just completely leaves and he goes into sales. All right. So he gets this job working for some defense company selling defense electronics or something like that. Okay. And his boss gives him 206 leads. And he says, I want you to meet with every single one of these people and sell them something. Now, John, I don't know if John knew what 80/20 is, but he knew 80/20, if you know what I mean, mm-hmm, from all that gambling and everything. Like he knew, it's like, there's always like that one guy in the crowd that you want to play poker with. And so he's like, there's no way 206 people are even remotely worth having a meeting with. I could spend all summer on this and not get anywhere. And he came up with this thing called the five power disqualifiers. And they're the five things that are always true anytime you sell anybody anything. And this is a really ingenious list, by the way. I think this is really profound. Okay. So number one, they have the money.
Mm-hmm.
Now that sounds really basic.
I got that one. Yeah.
And I screwed that one up for years. I mean, I thought singing Kumbaya somehow or another, like it's no, like if they don't have the money, they're not buying it. Okay. Number two, they have a bleeding neck. And what does that mean? Like, well, if you go to the emergency room with a broken arm, you know, you might think that the world's coming to an end, but the lady, the receptionist doesn't, you know, she like gives you a clipboard and a good housekeeping magazine. Oh, go sit over there and fill this out. And, you know, 2 hours later, a doctor comes and sees you. But if some guy walks in there with a gunshot wound and his blood is squirting out of his aorta and splattering on the ceiling, you know, they don't make him fill out that clipboard. Exactly, and they, right. Okay. That's what I mean by bleeding neck. Like if people that have an urgent problem, they write checks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Number three, they buy into your unique selling proposition. Like not the other guys, they buy yours. Like I like the way you guys do it. Number four, they have the ability to say yes. Now, this is another how many times have you sold to a guy who could tell you no, but he couldn't tell you yes?
Yeah. So let me talk to my boss about this. We'll get back with you. I was like, oh man.
Exactly. Okay. Well, every time you ever made a sale, somebody who could say yes actually got the information, right?
Yes.
And number five, overall plans. And so it fits into their overall plans. That's disqualifier number five. Now, all five of those things are always true anytime you sell anybody. So John would get on the phone with these people and he would figure out, well, hey, you know, I saw you're really interested in this computer system, but I really need to know, like, do you have this in your budget? Is that all sorted out right now?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, most of the time it was, well, no, actually, but maybe, you know, in September. Okay. I'll call you back in September.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And he would go through the list. Well, he ended up going and seeing, I think, 12 people and closing six of them.
Wow. Okay. I definitely can see this 80-20 coming in.
Okay. Right. Yeah, and what's six out of 200, you know, that's about right.
That's about like, right. Yeah.
It's like the top 20% of the top 20%. So, you know, 80% of those people were a total waste of time. 20% of the people were a pretty reasonable possibility. Mm-hmm. And 20% of those actually bought something.
Yeah. So really using those five principles to really weed out or quantify who can do this and who can't do this saves a ton of time, which is right. Phenomenal for all of us.
And so this changes your whole conception of what sales and marketing even is.
Mm, I like
sales and marketing is not a convincing people process. It is a disqualification process. Mm. So you think of those five things as disqualifiers, like all I got to do is find out that they don't meet one of these five things and I can cross their name off.
I love it. That's very doable.
It takes all the pressure off too. It changes your whole posture towards the person.
Yes.
They don't feel like you're a sleazy car salesman trying to, you know, manipulate, because you just want to know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got to tell you what happened at, like, rewind on John's story. John hitchhiked from Denver to Las Vegas when he was 17. He dropped out of high school and he became a professional gambler. And it was a lot harder than he thought it was going to be. And he meets this guy who runs a gambling ring. And they agree, okay, for a percentage of your winnings, yeah, we'll teach you how to do this. So jump in the Jeep, John. We're going for the ride, And John says, okay, how do I win more poker games? And the guy goes, here, I'll show you. And he takes him into a strip club. He pulls a sawed-off shotgun out of his jacket and he holds it under the table and he opens it up and then he slams it shut. So it goes, it's called racking the shotgun. So he racks the shotgun in the middle of this noisy club. And there's a few biker kind of guys. They look around like, who did that?
Yeah.
And the owner comes over and he goes, what's going on over here? And the guy says, don't worry about us. I'm just teaching the lad a lesson. We're not going to cause any trouble. He says, John, did you see those biker dudes that turned around when they heard that noise? And John goes, yeah. And he says, don't play poker with them. They're not.
Ah, interesting. So he was able to mark them. Yeah.
With everybody else. Okay. Now that's racking the shotgun. Mm. And every time, if you use the power of disqualifiers, if you send a signal out in the marketplace and some people open the email, some people don't, everything you do in marketing is racking the shotgun, and it's all 80-20. You will find most of the time, if you rack a shotgun, you know, 20% of the people will pay attention and 80% won't. And you just live in the is world and you say, all right, I'm going to deal with what is,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to eliminate and then deal with what's left. And that's 80-20.
Awesome. Well, Perry Marshall, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on my show today. If my listeners want to find out more information about you and to purchase his book, 80-20 Sales and Marketing, The Definitive Guide to Working Less and Making More, where will they find this information online?
You can get it on Audible and on Amazon. We have a special deal on our website. It's $10 less than Amazon with extra bonuses at perrymarshall.com/8020. In the U.S., we'll ship you the book for $7, including shipping, or 14 international. That's perrymarshall.com/8020.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for your generosity. We thank you once again for being a guest on our show today. It's been an absolute pleasure having you with us, sharing this wisdom, which has truly transformed my own perception of my own marketing and my own business. So thank you once again for being a guest today.
Thank you.
I also want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in today. Please subscribe to this radio show through whichever portal you joined with us today, or please go to my website where you may sign up for my free newsletter, watch my YouTube episodes, read the articles I've written specifically for you, or you may enroll in the Lifeology Academy where you can take self-directed courses which will help you simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. If you'd like to personally work with me, be a guest on, or advertise in this show, simply visit jamesmillerlifeology.com. Be sure to follow me on all social media platforms under the name James Miller Lifeology, except for Twitter, which is James M. Lifeology. Once again, thank you so much for your support, and I'll talk to you soon.